All right, so the last thing that we spoke about was the afer that had been exposed to water, had been used once, and whether it's considered to be nasa mitzvah. So moving on today, today's Mishnah, Perek Vav in Masechet Parah, is Mishnah Gimel. So remember that we decided that we're using the word shoket for the actual name of the kli, and we're using for the shvoferet for the kli that holds the afer parah, which is merumas in this. This is sort of a shvoferet, as you can see. But yesterday, that's what it's basically made for. It's made for the afer parah, but that's why it includes a special desiccant in the cover to make sure that the afer parah doesn't get wet and damaged in any way. But be careful not to put the top back on after sprinkling out the afer haporah, because as we saw, that's not essential, and it could actually passel as a malacha if you were involved in doing it at the same time, other mai. Okay, so now, utilizing that terminology, we start with hamakadesh b'shoket. So hamakadesh means that you put out the afer into the shoket, and in the shoket is a tfi. Now, a tfi is a Coke bottle. Now, Coke bottles have very thin necks. They're not the size of a shvoferet anod. Therefore, you would think that since we said before, if there were two separate shokets, one next to each other in the same base of an oven, that they would need to have a shvoferet anod to be open between them in order to make them one kli. But in this case, there was a Coke bottle that was inside of the shoket, and it's full of kosher mayim as well, such that even when I put the afer into the water of the shoket, and the piv, afal pisha piv tsar, so the Coke bottle has a very thin neck, it's not a shvoferet hanod, and none of the afer actually got into it, it's still all considered to be one kli, because it's inside of the shoket, and it's all mechuber. And therefore, the mayim in the shoket is also part of the mayim in the Coke bottle, and all of it is considered to be mayim that is right to do the actual hazoya with. But if there was a sponge that was inside of the shoket, then we got problems. Because if the sponge absorbs any water, hamayim shebetocho psulim, because a sponge is not a kli. So even though it does contain water, but it doesn't have a shem kli, it contains water in a different way than a kli contains water. And therefore, any water inside of the sponge is pasul. Now, you got a problem, because the moment that any of the water in the sponge gets out into the rest of the water, it's going to pasul it. Because remember that the mayim for kiddush is pasul once it's mixed with other water. So what could you do? Ketzad yaseh? Is there a way to utilize the water in the shoket? There is. What you should do is you should sprinkle all of it out until you get down to Achumagelis Fog, or of course you could pour it out. But the point is, don't touch that sponge. The moment that you touch a sponge, Nagabas Fog, I don't care if you got 10 feet of water above that sponge. You just passed all of that water because you pressed it, and therefore water came out of it and mixed. And therefore, no matter how much water would be al-gabav, there all becomes puzzle because of touching the sponge. A disaster. Moving on now. Perek Shishi Mishnah Dalit. And now, how do you get water in a kosher way into a kli where you've got actual mayim chayim, but the mayim chayim you want to divert to some large kevim? So you've got, let's say, imagine a case where you've got this beautiful spring on a mountaintop, and the spring is coming down, but it's not headed into your kelim that you have lined up. So you want to put your hand there to get the spray to go into your kelim. Nope, not a good idea. You want to use leaves to get the spray. Well, depends what kind of leaves. Lettuce leaves, cabbage leaves, or inedible leaves. Well, it all makes a big difference, because if it's macabre tuma, like your hand is macabre tuma, then we have a pasuk that tells us that there's a concept called havayatan al yedei tahara. This is a central concept in mikvos. Water has to become, the water that you're using, havayatan, can only come through tahara. If you utilize something which is macabre tuma in order to get it where it needs to go, no good. And therefore, if you took your hand, natanya do, or raglo, or some lettuce leaves, aleya rakot, and you put these in the way of the water that's running down the mountain so that you can get it into your big kelim, kidei shi'avru amayim lechavit, you want to get this whole big barrel filled with water, it's very heavy, so you don't want to hold it, psulim, that all becomes possible, because since it went through some type of agent that was able to be macabre tuma, whether it's vegetable leaves or whether it's your hand, that is going to be macabre tuma, and that makes it possible. But let's say you used leaves that are inedible. So you used alei kanim, alei egos. The fact that the egos is edible doesn't mean its leaves are edible. So if you use the type of leaves that are not going to be considered to be an eichlin, and you make like this little channel out of things that are not macabre tuma, that's fine. And therefore, sharon is aklal. Davar shu mekabel tuma paso. So anything that can be mekabel tuma, which is used as a pathway for the water that you're going to be using for kiddush, it passes the water. Davar she'eno mekabel tuma is kasher. Where do we know that from? So this is something that we learned in the Gemara. It says mikve mayim yihyeh tahor. There we go. Aleya Gozim. Look at that right there on the screen. Wow. Aleya Gozim, Gavi, thank you. Lovely. So that's why you always carry around your Afer Poro with you. I got it now. So Gavi is completely all ready at all times for Hazayah of the Pora with a full supply of Afer Poro and Aleya Egos. So what is the reason for what is the reason for this? Mikve mayim yihyeh tahor. Once again, we're down to that amazing word, yihyeh. And as we've seen, that word is the word for coming into existence. And that means, as the Gemara puts it, havayatan. They're coming into existence as the water for your para. It has to be tahor, through something which is tahor. And that gives rise to this new concept of mayim. This is, of course, in benogeh and mikveh. So that doesn't matter, because the overall pasuk is that any type of mayim that is being used for tahira, which would include, therefore, the mayim of the parah aduma, has to be al yedei dover tahor. So yiyeh tahor, and therefore, however it is that you end up making them, they've got to be with a dover that is tar, meaning that it's not even possible. Doesn't mean literally tar, means it's not possible to be makabel tuma. Now, the problem is that the Rambam has a different approach here in the Pirush HaMishnayos, and he explains that that pasuk is an indication of a pagam, which is the pagam of she'uvim. And that the issue over here is that something that can be makabel tuma is similar to a kli, and therefore it passels the mayim by making it included within something that is not a mei mikvar, not mayim chai. It's a totally new approach, a lot of discussion of where the mokar of the Rambam is. Perek shishi mishnah hei. So suppose you've got an easy solution. What you want to do is you want to get the mayim chayim directly from a mayan into your gut, which is like this pit that you've dug, and you want all the mayan to be put into this bor, which is usually used in front of the wine press. And so you make a little channel in the ground, there's nothing that's makabel tuma, and it comes into the gut, and now it is in the gut, or letoch hagevim. you bring the water into these puddles. And now you close off that channel. So it's no longer mechuber. We're not talking about over here hashaka. So now that water, which is currently in the gut, are pasul for tefila of a zav, because remember, the zav has to be toivel b'mayim chayim. So even though this was mayim chayim at the time that you brought it in there, but the moment that it's not mechuber, it's now mei mikvah, not kosher for zavim. It's also not kosher for a mitzora to shecht his tzipor, the tzipor on the tzipor achaya. Over there it says, el kli cheres al mayim chayim. Well, this is here a actual not considered to be al mayim chayim, and he can't use it to take it from there, even though it came initially from mayim chayim, into his kli cheres, no good. It's also not good, the Kadesh Behem Mechatat, because it has to be Mayim Chayim El Keli. And here it wasn't El Keli. Mipnei Shalonit Malu, Bekeli. He first put it into this gut. That means that it's not kosher anymore, and therefore it's not considered to be a kosher Mayim Chayim. Therefore, it's possible for Mitzoraim and for Mechatat. It's not an explanation why it's possible for Zovim, obviously. Zovim has nothing to do with it. If it was in a Kli, it would be totally possible for Zov, because we'd be Mayim Shalivim. That's not what we're talking about. But still, since for these things, even though they are supposed to be in a Kli, but it wasn't Mayim Chayim El Kli. So for the Mitzoraim and for the Mechatas, you need El Keli. And for the Zav, you need the actual tefillah in Mayim Chayim.